Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I gotta ask you, where were you last week? We had a good old time last week over here on his due time with Pastor Steph. We started off shaking the Monday morning blues with the due time crew, dating in a godly manner. You know how it goes down. You know, we get out here and we want to date and, you know, do we do this thing right? Now, we're not talking about regular dating. We're not talking about regular dating. We're not talking about, you know, picking up somebody, you know, in a club. We're not talking about, you know, picking up somebody, you know, at the restaurant or, you know, we go to the grocery store. We're not talking about just any old body. We're talking about meeting and dating in a godly manner. Yes, and you know that's tough. You know that's real tough. Well, you know, we always talk about here on this due time with Pastor Steph that you've got to start the process before you say I do. Yeah. And one of the things that you've got to keep in mind is you want to rely on God and one another when times get rough. Yes. You know, I just said this three times last week, Monday, then Tuesday, then again on Friday. I cannot get this across enough to you. You know, when you start dating, you really going to need Jesus. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're really going to have to make sure you keep God in the forefront because it's tough out there. Oh, is it tough out there? It's going to be all kind of things that's hitting you. The world is going to introduce itself to you in a whole lot of ways. And you got to be able to go to God. Rely on him that this is the right person. Rely on him that you two make the right decisions together. And you're going to have to rely on one another. Yes. You might as well get started now in the very beginning to do those little things to, you know, find out. And I'm not saying go out there testing people. Come on, because you know how y'all get. So start misquoting Pastor Steph. No. What I'm saying is get into the habit of, you know, once you just really get into the groove of things, you want to start relying on one another. I need to know if I'm dating you, you know, especially for those of us who are older, you're dating with a purpose. And you don't want to wait until you really need somebody to find out that you can't rely on them. Oh, I like to think that you want to get that one in the can nice and early. The other one is avoid situations where you and your partner might be tempted to sin. Yes, 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 yes. You're not, listen, you don't need all that alone time. No, you don't. Remember, it's a three-strand cord. You, him or her, and that's one gender. Okay. And God. Yeah, because if you got God as that third string, you won't be making them sinful mistakes, those tempted mistakes, okay? And I always like to talk about this one. I know we're doing recap. Just listen. This is due time with Pastor Steph. Spend time with other and Pastor KL. Put that little carrot up in there. Other godly couples who are seasoned in the marriage business. Yes. You know, listen, if you don't have any married couples that you can, you know, because some people will say that. They say, everybody I know, everybody's divorced. I got some married couples that you can talk to. Go back and listen to Relationship Clinic. Yes, we always had a theme when we talked to our married couples. So if you got a theme or a situation, listen, call Pastor Steph, and I will direct you to the ones who helped us through that week, in that relationship clinic week. Yes. So let's make sure we don't make those mistakes, okay? Listen, you know that it's about time we look at God and the things we do, because, man, this world could have us jacked up for real when we try to do things their way, okay? Well, we could not close out Monday morning without the 52nd switch tip with Shantice. Show faith in His rules. Now, see, they always say to you, if you watch the bouncing ball, you always get connected. Look at, you know, have faith in His rules. We just got finished talking about this godly dating thing. Yes. Yep. A lot of stuff goes into having faith in God's rules. That's how we're going to make sure we live a good life. Yep. We're going to make sure we live a good life by making sure that people don't see our faces all long and drawn and all of that kind of stuff when we're doing what God says to do. Because if we're frowning and complaining, that ain't showing faith. Come on now. You got a whole lot of faith over fear segments that you can go and lean on just in the event you need to get the reminder. Okay, so come on now. Show faith in His rules. Show faith, not just have it, because people are going to need your faith to get through. Yes, they are. So come on, lend a helping hand. Well, we moseyed on down to Tuesday, and we were talking about, let's talk about it Tuesday, yes, Church Folk Day. And we had a good old time. You know, we talked about the lack of respect for the church. And somehow or another, we've slid in to really not having a whole lot of respect for the church. Yes, and that's scary. Because if you don't have respect for church and God, then we in trouble. So we had our Pastor Charlene. We had our Minister AJ, and we had our friend to the show, Pastor D. Dominguez Battle, yes. And we really had a good old time talking about some of the things that really stick out in the church to show that we really don't have respect. You know, there's a big breakdown in showing that we love the Lord, and the Lord is our guide, yes. Okay, and we talked about adopting the hypocritical spirit of this world. Yep. Not only are people finding that it's fake in the world, now we fake up in the church. Now, Come on, people. We don't want to show people who are just trying God out for the first time, who've been living a very sinful life. We don't want to show that they fake in the church. No. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's see what else we talked about. One more thing. No church discipline. See, here's the thing. If you've never been to church, there's no way you know church discipline. And that's okay. That's okay, because if you're serious enough, you're going to stick around long enough, and God's going to show you what church discipline is like. Now, who's he going to show it through? He's going to show it through the church, because people in the street can't teach about church discipline. But here's the problem. Those of us who go to church don't have no discipline. Oh, man. What are we going to do, people? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to make sure we at least have something that the newcomers can go by. Yes. Come on. We got to set an example. Okay, so when they come in, we can't be, you know, doing all kind of craziness. We can't be doing all kind of craziness. Okay? Well, we moved on down to Wednesday. And we started off with our girlfriend Viv, and she talked about those decrease in the COVID numbers. Oh, yeah, as Brother Al would say. And she talked about the Airbnb-er who rented out the Airbnb and is causing a lot of commotion and problem. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Okay? So, what else did she talk about? Oh, President Trump, his woes. He can't, you know, he can open up his own social media site, but nobody's going to talk back. Now, as a person with social media presence, and I have this blog talk, and it ain't no fun if ain't nobody talking back to you, so he might as well give it up. What do you think? Well, we hung out with our ladies, our women of worship, and we talked about the breakdown between parent and child. You know, what are we doing in the home that is, you know, just not making our children happy at times? Yes, I'm going to put it like that today. Well, we talked about minimizing their feelings. And after listening to some of the testimony about, you know, a youngster who wasn't being heard properly and wasn't being paid attention to when they said, hey, I would really like if you stopped saying that. It made me start thinking. So we got to make sure we, you know, do whatever we need to do to pay attention to what they're saying and how they're feeling. You know, yeah. It's not all about us, all right? Well, we also talked about always saving them from failure. Yes, you know, it's always done in love. It's always done in love, and we understand that. But sometimes we got to let our kids get those hard knocks. Yeah, it's a hard knock life out there. And unfortunately, some of us won't learn from other people's mistakes. We're going to have to learn from our own. And in that essence, we're going to have to stop trying to save them from failure. They're going to have to go through that thing. Yes. Okay. And those two things were the highlight of our Wednesday. Well, we moseyed on down to Thursday. Therapeutic Thursday is what we call it. And we talked about the news. Yep. The news once again took over. Instead of us having our conversation, you know, like we had planned, God took it in another direction, and it got very interesting. Yes. And, you know, we talked about, you know, teachers who are out here losing it for whatever the reason is. I'm sure no two teachers lose it for the same reason. No, because you don't just lose it, based on what you went through in the classroom. Nope. Life happens. Yep, remember that thing? life, what goes on in your home, what's going on in your life. It's either going to render you more patient, or what's going on in your life going to render you less patient. And there's a lot of things that teachers have going on in their head. You know, just the kids alone will stress you out. However, this particular instance we were talking about last week, she ain't have no excuse. No. She took her what do you call that thing? God gave her some leeway, and she took it and threw it out the window. And, you know, when we talk about the news and we talk about all the things that people do, you know, it came up whether you feel that they're bad or not. Now, the jury is always out on this question. Are they bad people? Because everybody thinks differently. Yes, some people excuse things that other people won't. You know, it made me think. The other night I was thinking about, what you call that thing? I thought about when cops get off for killing people unjustifiably. And I don't know what made I kind of mull over the broadcast in my head. And here's what my thought went to. Yes, you want to hear it, right? Yes, of course you want to hear it. My thought went to, these are not a jury of his peers. Yeah, think about that. Let that sit there for a hot second. You know, when you get arrested and you have to go to trial, they always say, you know, you're being, you know, assessed, I want to put it that way, based on thoughts of your peers. And my thought was, well, how in the world are these people getting off? Are these cops getting off over and over and over again when nobody's sitting up in the jury are cops? We know why they protect one another, because they got that stupid blue wall of, you know, that shield going on. But what's the matter with the 12 people sitting up in the box? They're the ones that have to assess, based on what they've heard, whether these people are bad people or not, and if they should go to jail, and if so, you know, and get time. So that's why I say that the jury is always out on whether case by case. Now, remember now, we're not talking jumbled up everything, because everybody has their own one little thing that makes the difference between them and someone else. Yes, they do. So we can never just say all black people are ghetto, and we can't say all Hispanic people are over here illegally. You can never say anything blanketly, okay? You can say a lot of us, we talk about them names, a lot of us, we talk about, you know, a lot of things that, but we never blanketly say, and if you were doing it, nah, I can't do it, gotta stop it. We can't blanketly say everybody, all off, we can't. Has to be a person by person, you know, assessment. And here's the best way to gauge whether they're truly bad or not. Cause see, you gotta remember, it's not just that one incident. It's one incident they being charged for, but you gotta really assess who they are to say whether they're bad people. Well, here, there's only one source we can rely on, and that's the Word of God. Based on what the Word of God says, now we can say, well, based on what God is saying here, now how God judged them in the end is something different, because we don't have that control and we don't have that foresight, because the Bible tells us that God will assess every secret that they have. So even when these guys and women sometimes get up on the in the jury stand, I'm not jury stand, I'm sorry, in a hot seat, and they are declared innocent, they may be able to run from the law, but they surely ain't going to be able to run from the Lord. Absolutely. So even when they get away, it hurts. Yeah, it hurts bad, because it's like, well, hey, what's going on here? Let me tell you something. The assessment of God and his righteous judgment. Man, you ain't gonna be able to run for that one. Nah. So we had a good conversation last week, you know, how we just walked up into that one. It was a good one. So, you know, might want to take a listen to that one. Oh, we finished off Freestyle Friday. We finished our week with a year on its due time with the Men of Warfare. Yes, we went down this whole year, and I told a story about how we got each and every one of our due time crew. Man, did you miss that? Amazing stories. And then we had an opportunity to speak to the men, and they shared how they felt about being a part of the due time crew, of, you know, what they thought about is due time with Pastor Steph. Now, you know, maybe they didn't tell me everything they really feel, but we're gonna take their word for it. And they shared, you know, what it's been like to be on the journey of a year of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Yes. All right. So we had a fantastic week. Okay. So my word to you is go back and listen to past episodes. Every episode last week was crazy, crazy, crazy. And it was good. So you want to make sure you go back and catch everything that was done last week and said, okay? Well, today, we, as always, are shaking the Monday morning blues, but happy birthday is due time with Pastor Steph. Yes. There's those church bells ringing. Yup. It's been 1 year today. We started the second Monday of the month of May. It was May 11th. And Shanti's asked an interesting question last night. She's like, well, are we doing the 11th? And I was like, no, we're doing it tomorrow, the second Monday of the month of May. That's how I'm commemorating it. I am not going for the 11th. No, we got to celebrate today. Today, a year ago today, we had our very first Shaking the Monday Morning Blues episode. Yes. I'm not waiting till tomorrow. No. Come on, people. Help me celebrate. So here's what we're going to do today. No, it ain't about relationships of a male and a female. We're going to talk about our relationship here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Now, but before you get all, you know, get those minds going, we're going to, you know, make sure that we talk about what it's been like. You know, the men started it off on Friday. What it's been like being a part of his due time with Pastor Steph for one whole year, 52 solid weeks. And I missed one, unfortunately. I got sick, and Shantice had to take over. Well, I'm going to talk to the due time crew, and we're going to find out what that was like. Yes. Well, I had not missed a day before then, and I have not missed a day since this. I want to put it out there, Ketty. You got every single week written down. I need to know the week that Shantice hosted the show. Now, it was a Wednesday. I do remember that. And that Wednesday, I believe you talked about biracial relationships. Yes, if I can remember correctly. So, help us out here. But here's what I want to do. I want to give the number 516-387-1358. Again, that number is 516-387-1358. I want to hear from you as we celebrate today 1 year. You know, this is a big deal. So I say, hey, you know, what's the big deal? It's a big deal. Because they say that, I think, I can't remember, I was supposed to look this up, but it's the first set of weeks that will determine whether you continue and you live or die on the vine in this podcast arena. Well, we have survived. And I would like to say that we've survived because God is the one who put the stamp on this. So, you know, once God gives you something to do, then you are not going to die if you do what he tells you to do. Now, you may not be very popular. I was talking to Pastor KL yesterday. We are looking more weird and more weird as the day goes on, but that's okay, because as long as you are doing what God tells you to do, you will celebrate 1 year and then 2 years and then 5 years and then 10 years. God spares your life. You'll just keep on going. So I want to say happy anniversary to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a year in the life of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Yes, 516-387-1358. We want to hear from you today. We don't want no text. No, we want to hear from you. Oh, we want to hear from you. Yes, you. Please, we want to hear. Listen, tell us what we've done bad. I'm all right with that. That's how confident I am. Now, who asks to hear the bad stuff? Yeah, but I will. I'll put that out on the table, too. I'm not saying we always did things right. So make sure you give us a call and share in this time. We want to celebrate and we want to talk about it. Yes, let's talk about it. And we're going to do that a little earlier. No, it's not Tuesday, but we're going to talk about it. Okay? So let's make sure you do whatever it is that you need to do. Go get that healthy breakfast. Go tell a friend that It's Due Time with Pastor Steph is celebrating its 1 year anniversary. And it's only because of God that we're going to do this. So listen, get those tambourines out. Get those dancing shoes on, because we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a good old time. All right? Make sure that you hold on to your seat. We'll be right back.
Thank you to all the unsung heroes who have given blood, saving countless lives. Your efforts to help have not gone unnoticed, but there is still work to be done and many more lives need to be saved. As a nurse who formerly worked in a trauma center and an emergency room, I know firsthand the importance of an adequate blood supply to save lives. We want to highlight the importance of donating blood because, simply put, donating blood saves lives. In America, someone is in need of blood every 2 seconds. Yes, every 2 seconds. So please, spread the word and tell everyone about the importance of giving blood. Take an hour out of your day and donate. Donating just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. And any time a life can be saved, it's a wonderful thing. So remember, 1 hour, 1 pint, 3 lives saved.
Morning to you again. You're on with It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and we are shaking the Monday morning blues by celebrating our one-year anniversary over here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Now, listen, I specifically played that donor ad because, the concept is 1 hour, one pint saves three lives. Now, listen, that's the same thing we've done here. God has used us. You know, how many lives were changed in 1 year? How many lives were saved in 1 year? Well, for the Due Time crew alone, I love to see you raise your hand. How many times have you ministered? You've been a part of that ministerial team. And guess what? You were being saved. Yes, you were 2 minutes from jumping off that bridge, per se. And you made it because something that was said here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph rang. So 1 hour, one pint of information from the Lord made the difference. So I told you before we started to put on your dancing shoes, get them tambourines out, because we're about to say thank you, Lord, together. Are you ready? All right, come on now.
Oh,
come on, come on. Listen, it's been 52 Shaking the Monday Morning Blues segments of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. We are on the other side of this thing here. Oh, are we saying thank you for bringing us through 52 weeks? Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Listen, listen, this broadcast started back in 2016 by the direction of the Lord, okay? Did not start off like this. Nope, it was me and some phenomenal women, some phenomenal Christian wives who helped us get through the challenge of being married to that particular man. And a lot of times we found out that we were the culprit. Yep, when we just put a little microscope to that thing, we found out that we were not the helpmate that we should have been. Now, it wasn't all our fault. You know, we did some things just have to happen, you know, over the course of time to get things right and, you know, giving it to God. Remember, relying on God and other, you know, one another. That's the only way we're going to get through. And we're going to say thank you today because, listen, that's not... Listen, listen, listen. People have committed suicide within these 52 weeks. Within these 52 weeks, people have committed suicide. Why? Because they could not take the quarantining. I mean, is that, I mean, that, think about it. That just at the concept of not being able to go out, they jumped off the bridge. And I don't mean that, you know, literally. That's figuratively. They gave up. What kept you these 52 weeks? Because we were all locked down at some point. Some point, you know, some point people were, you know, doors opened a little bit earlier. But in, I mean, we all were confined. We all had to figure out how to live with the real us. And some people could not handle it. Some people had to figure out who they were really living with. Remember that episode? Who are you really living with? Is that why you don't want to be home? Some couples had to learn who they were really married to. Yeah, that was some hard reality. But we are celebrating 52 weeks. It was something that was said, something that was done, some laugh that you got through while we were shaking the Monday Morning Blues. Yes. So for 52 weeks, we did that straight. I mean, straight. Think about how you woke up from that weekend. Think about it. Think about how you woke up on that Monday morning and the fact that God woke you up and you may not have even wanted to be up that day. Oh, do you have a testimony? We're going to talk, come on, 516-387-1358. We're going to talk about what has happened, what has changed. You know, what has this broadcast done for you over these 52 weeks, these 52 Shaking the Monday Morning Blues weeks? All right, so if I know this number, whose number is this? I'm just going to pull it up. And, oh, I don't even know. Okay. 0059. Whose number ends with 0059?
Teresa.
I thought it was you. I thought it was you. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am okay. Listen, listen, listen. We're talking about 52 weeks of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and you've been a listener for 52 weeks. What has the 52 weeks done for you? Shaking the Monday Morning Blues 52 weeks in a row.
It's really been renewing my spirit, especially when it comes to being an educator and educating myself. I just want to say just thank you guys for always uplifting my spirit. I definitely needed something in the morning to just get me going because I'm just a bad morning person. And you guys really helped me out with being a decent morning person where I don't have an attitude every time I walk into work, where I don't have an attitude just riding on a bus. It just helps me focus on what's more important, my attitude or God, and showing that godly influence to the people around me.
Amen. You know, listen, you were on our very first episode. We talked about the teachers being locked down. So I want to publicly say thank you for sharing that with us, because you got us over that first day, and the first day is always the hardest. You get past that first day. Now, you've become a part of the Due Time Crew millennial style. What has it been like to go from just a listener to a participant?
It really shows the growth that I've, like, experienced throughout the years. Like, if it was the beginning of my walk, I wasn't volunteering nothing to nobody. I wasn't talking about no testimony. I wasn't trying to share nothing with nobody. I was just a quiet little person, quiet little girl. And God has really grown me to be able to share my testimony, be able to share what I've learned from him. And I'm just so thankful for that, because you see how you impact other people when you're able to share the great details in your life, whether it's like something so powerful or just something so small that you learned from God. You're able to share it and just help somebody else.
Thank you. Okay. So we want to, you know, ask God to continue to bless your life, Teresa. And we're giving God thanks for you not just being a listener, but you being a participant. And you now blessing people through It's Due Time with Pastor Steph and through the things that are going on in your own life. Have a blessed day. And thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait, I wanted to share my favorite, well, my most impactful segment. It has to be Faithful Over Fear with Pastor Charlene, when she was talking about how she had to learn how to read. It was the most impactful segment to me, because it just really renewed my drive to go back to school to, you know, learn more, learn as much as I possibly can, because, you know, she shared that she was ashamed to tell people about it. And then it was just one day she just had to, you know, just share with her, I think her husband, that she just didn't know how to read. And that just was like, wow, like here I am. I'm fully capable of doing these things, but I'm just so scared to admit that I need help. And here you have this person that she was in, you know, up there in age, not so up there, but she was, you know, beyond the years of, you know, actually learning how to read. And she had to, you know, humble herself. So who am I to not humble myself? So I just want to thank Pastor Charlene for sharing that story, because it's really... I always remember that story when I get down on myself about not knowing something or not, you know, pushing myself as hard as I can. I remember her story, and I just ask myself, who am I?
Wow. What a blessing. Thank you so much, Teresa. I'm sure that has inspired Pastor Shaw.
Hello.
Now, hey, Pastor Charlene, did you hear that? Listen to your testimony and inspiring people. And we've heard that several times here on It's Due Time, where, you know, somebody in the crew gave it up. Yeah, they gave up a testimony, something personal, and somebody came back who was listening and said, hey, you know, that inspired me. And we're giving God thanks for, you know, for Teresa sharing that. And we're giving God thanks for just being able to bear witness. You know, so it's hard when you're on here ministering, and you may not even hear the difference that you're making. But, you know, people are coming back, and they're saying, thank you. So as a matter of fact, let's go to Pastor Charlene. Let's see if her voice is working this week. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Good morning, Pastor Steph.
Ah, we We got the scream. We got the tambourine. Oh, shucks now. Well, welcome back. We're going to welcome back that voice. And we're going to say thank you, God. You know, were you jamming with us in the back? Were you jamming with us?
Oh, yes. I was thanking him. Yes, Lord.
All right. So we're talking about 52 weeks going down memory lane, being a part of his due time before it started. And we had our little chats and, you know, throwing stuff out on the floor. And, you know, what do you want to say about being a part of its due time?
Well, it's just been a blessing. But before I say that, I want to say I thank God for Teresa of my testimony being to help somebody along the way. It just gave me strength. I thank God so much because when he puts it in my heart for me to share it, it blesses somebody. And I just thank God for that. So I really appreciate her saying that to me because it helped me be able to stay stronger and to give my testimony on that behalf. But on the due time crew, I thank God first for him saying my name and choosing me and giving my name to you, Pastor Steph. I remember when we started and we talked about it, you know, and the seed was just being become planted. And then, you know, and not knowing that I was going to be a part of it, I was just trying to push it along with you, you know, of the vision that God had given you. But I love it since I've been on. I didn't think that I could do the radio piece. But you don't nobody say no to you. You have pushed me in so many different areas. And say, I don't want to say you're a bully, but. You know, you have pushed in so many areas, you know, and I just truly thank God for that, that you see something, you know, in me that the Lord, you know, showed you where that I was able to. It took me out of my comfort zone when you told me about getting to, you know, to be faith over fear and church folks. I was like, what are we going to do with that? You know, but that has been a blessing. It has helped me in my life of especially faith over fear because, you know, I let a lot of things, me personally, that I found out get in the way. So it is pushing me through and for me to continue just to, you know, you can do it, you know, because I could do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And, you know, and I just continue to keep pushing in that. And then on the church, church folks, being with the guys, you know, we done laughed, we done ministered, we done, you know, we done did a little bit of everything on there. And for us to see what we see is sitting in the pulpit, you know, to help the people along the way. And the virtue, I really enjoyed the virtue, you know, because we never saw a lot of people I haven't seen personally. But by us doing the Zoom meeting and on the virtue, it has been a blessing. You know, with that, and even not just ministering to others, but being a listener when I'm not on, you know, because we are there to help. We are here to help you in the return that you are helping us to be able to come closer to the Lord, you know, and being able to understand, you know, in our parts that we might have thought that we have gotten past that we really didn't. So it's done a lot for me, you know. And then we have, when you say in the morning for you to go get your breakfast, you know, it's something to drink, it takes me always to that we sitting at the table, you know, with Jesus, you know, and then he will give us, as the day go on and as the time go on, you know, we're able to experience the meat, you know, which is the word. And then we, you know, we get the vegetables where you have taught us how the listings of what we should eat, what we should not eat, you know, and then we have the guests that come on. It's like the seasoning within the mix of the food, you know, and then we have the dessert is when you do the prayer, you know. So I have done pride. I have done laugh. I have, you know, we done crack jokes on each other, you know, and the family that we have created you know, the It's Due Time crew, how we have come together and embraced one another, not knowing each other. You know, it just shows how the kingdom of God has been built, you know, and where we all come together as one, got one direction that we're going in, and that's to help one another and to help those that are lost, those that who, you know, are stumbling, those that, you know, have turned their back. And when they come on, they're able to hear about the goodness of Jesus. They know that we're able to laugh and, you know, and we don't have to be all tied up in the church, you know. But I can't wait for that day to come when we all come together face to face, amen, and we'll be able not only just for us to be on the radio, but we'll be able to go places where that the people could see us and be able to lay hands on each other, embrace one another in the love that we have on It's Due Time, and continue to tell other people about It's Due Time. Because right here is where you get a whole meal for the whole entire week that will take you into the weekend, where you're able to rest your side because you don't laugh so much. And that's what I get out of It's Due Time with Pastor Steph.
Wow, we done got our whole infomercial. Go ahead, girl. Our whole infomercial. Thank you so much. But before we let you go, we want one time that you will not forget on here. What was one of the things that really stuck out? One time that really stuck out with you over this year?
Oh, it's so many.
Just one.
Let's see. I'm trying to. You know, one that has really stuck out is when the when you had the babies on.
Okay.
The segment with the children, and how they were
the writing.
I think of the name of the segment.
We were doing the writing at that time.
Yes. And how they were so amazing to me, the children, because they was able to express how they were feeling. Because I think the youngest was five. I think
she was six. He was six. Mm-hmm.
Oh, six. Okay. Six, you know, and how they were expressing of the violence that was going on around them, you know, and that stuck out because it made me think of how we normally shut our children away and try for them not to be a part of. And it showed me how that even with my granddaughter, you know, I had a conversation with her where that did she understand that was going on around, because in this world today, we really have to be able to teach our children, even though they're young, so they'll be able to understand what's going on. Because in our day, we didn't learn that. You know, they kept everything privately. So that was a good a moment, you know, for me when they were sharing, you know, and to show the knowledge that they had and how they brought in the Lord, you know, how they have been taught, you know, about God and stuff. So the children was one of the main, you know, pieces that really stuck out for me, you know, showed
Thank
me how
you.
To go and talk to my youngest. Yes.
Wow, wonderful.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Charlotte, for being a part of His Due Time with Pastor Steph. You've had 52 weeks of church folk. Amen. All right. Well, giving God thanks for your life, we thank you, and we pray that you have a blessed day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed one, too.
Thank you. Oh, we're talking about a year in its due time and what it means for you. And we got another due time crew member on. Let's say good morning to our girlfriend, Viv. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning. Happy birthday, due time crew.
Woo! Woo! Look at that. Yes, yes, yes. Well, Vivian, it's been one whole year since we sat in the living room and said, Miss Steph, you got to have a wow Wednesday. What has it been like?
It's been amazing. Like, to even remember sitting in there, and you, Pastor Stephanie, coming to us, like, God has given me that I need to start the show 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and all of us looking at you like, child. And you asking all of us for, you know, themes and, you know, what each day was going to be about and how quickly we all were able to come up with it. And we sat in that living room and we talked about a lot of different things that did not, you know, pan out to what we planned it to be. I remember us coming up with a whole schedule for It's Personalized and what we were going to do each month, and we ain't do nothing. So to remember us sitting there and, you know, talking about each day and it actually coming, and here we are with 1 year into it. So it's been amazing to watch it grow and to watch it succeed and to know that, you know, where it all started from. So it's been amazing.
Wow. So you had the beginning, and then you became a part of the Due Time crew. You give us our socially conscious segment. What was that like, moving from just the planning process into I'm a part of this every Wednesday?
Well, as you know, it took me a while to walk into my purpose. I was like, in my mind, I'm like, is she sure? She called the wrong name. And it took me a minute to get comfortable with, you know, socially conscious and doing a segment. But it's been great to be called on by God. It's been great to be a part of the Due Time crew. And it's definitely helped me, like, in my overall personal life. Like Teresa was saying, I was a very quiet person. I don't talk much. And now to have to be able to get on every day and to talk about the news and to talk about what's going on in this world, to be a part of the crew, has definitely opened me up. You know, socially and things like that. So I'm grateful. I'm definitely grateful.
Okay. So I'm going to ask the question because Brother Al has declared me a bully. So what was, you know, what's the experience then when Ms. Pastor Steph asks you to do something? I mean, do you really feel like you can't say no?
Yes. I feel like I cannot say no, but not because that you're a bully. I wouldn't say you're a bully, but because, you know, you get the word from God, and even though, like, if you give us an option, of course we're going to say no, because we don't like stepping out of our comfort zone. So you're pushing us to do what God has called us to do. So I do feel like, you know, once I'm called, I can't say no. But again, not because you're a bully, but just because I know that it's for a greater purpose.
Well, thank you, Vivian. I appreciate that. So you take that, Brother Al. Now, as a listener, what is one of your favorite moments? You know, what has been one of your favorite moments? We'll forget about that for a minute. What's your favorite segment?
I think my favorite segment has to be the Twitch tip. I'm always able to relate to what Shantice is bringing, like, each and every week. I've texted her several times, like, I listened to the Twitch tip, and I was, like, covering my ears because I don't want to hear it, because once I hear it, I got to do it. So that's definitely one of my favorite segments.
Okay. And what's one of your favorite moments in this year, you know, being a part of the, or listening, just being a listener? What was one of those memorable moments that you like, oh my goodness, did they just?
I think one of my memorable ones is, like, Miss Pastor Charlotte, I had a lot, and she kind of stole one of mine with the kids, but I gotta say it was also, I think it was around, like, Thanksgiving when you did that game. Everybody got on and we all played that game together.
Okay,
I think that was
one of my
most memorable ones, because it's hard for people to see, you know, Christian people and church-going people and, like, you know, being able to let our hair down and just have fun. So it was great to be able to get on and to be a part of and to listen to everybody just being silly and just having a good time.
Oh, amen. It's been said quite a few times that, you know, this Due Time crew has given an entirely different feel to being a Christian, and we're not all stuck up. And so I thank you so much for obeying the call of the Lord and just helping us each week get through you know, the stories that we're following. You know, it's a whole lot that we're doing each week. And just to have that segment come in and just for me to be able to sit down has been great. And you're doing a wonderful job. So thank you so much, Viv.
Thank you.
Oh, happy 1-year anniversary. Have a blessed day.
You too. All thank
right.
you.
Thank you. All right. I'm coming back to you, Teresa, in a minute because I do want to know your favorite segment. So I want to give you a chance to get yourself together. But we are having a good time over here today. We started it off on Friday. The men did a fantastic job sending us off into the weekend with, you know, some of their thoughts and, you know, they how they feel and the journey, what the journey's been like for them. So, Teresa, before I move on to the next person, let me just get you to ask you, what's your favorite segment? Are you there?
I would say, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes,
all
I
right.
can hear you.
My favorite segment is Church Folk. Still, to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, why? Why
Maybe,
is that your
know,
favorite
just,
segment?
It's just nice to see, you know, pastors and ministers talk about us and just chop it up and just be relaxed in that setting. You know, it's you know, we all think it and y'all are able to say it. So it's just nice to hear it from somebody, you know, higher up that you notice what we notice. And it's not like, you know, you're just so godly that you don't see it.
Okay. Thank you so much again, and have a blessed one.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. We got, let's see, who do we have? Oh, we've got our girl Tamika. Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning. You can't play something like that in the morning and expect us to be bluesy. It's impossible. I just want to say.
Oh, we're shaking the Monday morning blues saying
for all you've done for me. Yeah.
All right. Woo, we get it live, up close and personal. Only on is due time with Pastor Steph. So, Tamika, you always hear me talk about how you snuck up on us and how you went from a listener to a due timer. And what's your experience been like as a listener?
Well, you know, it's I chime in with Teresa. You know, when you're listening, it's easy. You know, you don't have to, you know, participate. You can giggle when you want to. You know, you can do whatever it is that you want to do because you're in the background. So, you know, when you eavesdrop, and not that I'm saying that, but I'm calling myself an eavesdropper because I would just sneak in every now and then, listen a little bit, you know, and then tune out. A couple of days would pass by, and I'd listen again. You know, it's just it's easy. The transition to actually being a due time member has changed everything. It changed the whole entire game. Like, what we playing now? Oh, we're not playing the same game anymore. It's a serious thing. It's totally different.
Okay. What has it been like being a part of this crazy ministerial team? You're not a minister or an evangelist or a pastor, but you are able to sit right beside them and just bring us the totality of the morning as though you were. What has it been like for you?
It was definitely a big push. I didn't think that I could do it, honestly, because I kept saying, okay, you got pastor this and pastor that and minister this, and you just got me. You know, I was like, well, what can I bring to the game? You know, everybody suited up. What am I going to wear? You know, I was a little apprehensive. And I prayed about it because I was like, well, can I do this? And, you know, it didn't take long at all. You know, the Lord said, go ahead and do it. And I have to be very honest. These ladies and men are no joke. They have pushed me, whether they are aware of it or not. They have pushed me, and God has allowed a light to shine so that I can see, you know, where I'm going. And I'm just in awe of all of them. I love them so dearly. This is a true blessed family. You know, if you've ever had a loss, you know, to regain, you know, just, you know, God will give you what you need when you need it. And I honestly can say that he has done that with the Due Time crew. And I just wanted to let each and every one of you know that I really, truly love you from the bottom of my heart.
All righty. So, what's your favorite segment?
I'm going to say, honestly, it is the church folk. It is hilarious. You absolutely never know what's going to come out of anybody's mouth on any given day. There are times when you get giggles. There are times when you laugh. And then there are really some, you know, some deep-hearted, deep-rooted things that you never think about in that perspective. And the fact that it's coming out of a minister's mouth, you're like, but, you know, it's you know, you realize, because like Teresa said, you're thinking it, and it's like, okay, you see what I see, so I'm not losing it. It's actually happening.
Mm. And, you know, it's funny that you two should say that, because that was the concept that God gave me. And that's what I took to Pastor Charlotte. I said, there's this segment that I just want a ministerial team, a pastoral team, that will talk about what these church folk are doing. And, you know, we see it, and we scratching our heads the same way other people are scratching their heads. And I said, oh, that's it, church folk. That's how that came up. Because you literally use those ones. I'm like, So for you and Teresa to say that is really monumental, because that's exactly the concept that God gave me. You know, people don't want to say it because they feel like they're being disrespectful, and sometimes they are, because they don't know how to say it. But, yeah, we want to talk about it. And look at the three panelists you got. You couldn't get a better set. You could not get a better set. What is the most memorable time in this entire year for you?
If you would allow me to, I'll do two. The first one I wanted to mention was the virtual, when Pastor Perry rolled off all of that information.
Man.
Without
a
sheet of paper, nothing.
Which
is literally blah, 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 blah. And there was, I just kept looking at his eyes like, where's the piece of paper? He has to be reading from somewhere. But all of it came, a plethora of information came from his brain. And I was floored. I was amazed.
Man, that man is phenomenal.
Absolutely. And then the second time was when the Women of Worship first joined. That very first time that the three of us were together, it was, I implore anybody to go back. I was completely floored. By the end of the day, I just wanted to run around the building. I was amazed. I was thanking God. I was praising God. It was just, it was kismet. It was like one chain into another chain into another chain, and I was amazed.
Wow. Well, if I can remember, we started the women back sometime in August. I came across one of those Wednesdays in August. So that's definitely in there. And I'm going to ask my girl, Teddy. She may not, because I'm getting ready to pull her up to talk, but I'm going to ask her to go back. I believe it's in August. The first week we did Lady Sherelle, we did you, and we did Elder Nitisha, and that was the first time we ever had the three ladies together for that particular type of segment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week was the official week, so I'm sure many a lady wanted to run around the building, because you ladies have been giving it up ever since you started. So I thank you for being, you know, part of such a phenomenal team. And we could not do it, you know, you, Pastor Charlene, you know, we couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much, Tamika, and enjoy the rest of our celebration today.
Thank you much.
All right. All righty. All right. So we're going to pull up. You know, I got to say this before I pull it up, There has been one person who, from the moment I first made the announcement that the broadcast was going to start back in 2016, you know, like I always say to you all, I can look up on the board and see who's calling. And, you know, most times I scroll, and there's sometimes because all that's going on and I'm trying to gather my thoughts, listen at the same time, and look at the material that I have in front of me. I don't have a chance to scroll. But at the end of the show, I'll swipe really quickly. But the one thing that comes up, you know, Shanti shows up very early. And when Pastor Ed comes on, he shows up very early. I think he just gets on so he doesn't forget that he's supposed to be on. But there's one number that always shows up. First, within the first three numbers, Ketty. From day one, back in 2016, Ketty has never missed an episode. She's never missed an episode with the ladies, and she's never missed an episode when we did the domestic violence. She never missed an episode when we've done here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Every single time I log on, Ketty has never, ever missed an episode. Ever! That's my girl. And now I can't rely on her to give me some of the back-end stuff when I get lost and I can't remember things. She takes notes. Who does that? Who listens and takes notes? So I just want to say, good morning, Ketty.
Good morning. Happy anniversary.
To you, too. To you,
yes.
Too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Listen, you have tuned in every single episode. Oh, my goodness. If there was nobody else, because Shantice was not that loyal back in the, you know, Across the World Christian Talk days. No, nobody was on every day like you. So, they may have gone back to listen, but nobody, why?
Because I remember when, we was in church and you told us, you was getting ready to start these segments. And for those who listen, will be blessed. And I ain't going to lie, I've been listening. I've truly been blessed, and that was the truth. So you didn't lie about that. But truly a blessing to follow all your segments from 2016 till now. Truly a blessing. It was a blessing. Truly.
All right. What has it been like, the conversion from when it was just, you know, Pastor Steph and the ladies, and now with the Due Time crew? What's the difference been like?
It's been a journey. It's been like, you know, you get to know everyone's personality. You get to know, you know, the transparency of everyone on that show. It's just been truly an honor just to listen to you guys every morning. That's all I can say.
Okay. What is your favorite segment? Now, you got to have one.
And I was sitting here thinking, but I'm going to truly say Fridays, the men.
Wow, okay. All right.
Why
that day? Why?
Because we as women, we speak every day. The men, you rarely hear men speak the way these men speak on Fridays. We always hear the women, but we never get a chance to hear the men's side or the men's point of view. And I love to hear the men's point of view. It helps me because I have a son. It helps me to help him.
All right. Well, amen to you, Ketty. Amen. Now, last but not least, the most memorable moment in this year.
Okay. It was Therapeutic Thursday when a listener, his name was Mark, And he was like, not in pain, but he just didn't know what to do. And he figured, he said, I'm going to call the shelf. I want to get some help. And for him to call you guys to ask for help, I think that was memorable because he had nowhere else to turn. And he turned to you guys. So evidently he was listening to you guys. And he know that you guys can help him, and which you did. Because it was like his wife was apologizing always, you know, around black men, black people. And he wanted her to stop. She didn't have to, you know, just because she's around a black person, you know, she's always apologetic, you know, when something go wrong. And it doesn't really have to do with black people. But each and every one of you guys helped him through. You brought on your panel, and they each had something to say. And he thanked y'all at the end. So evidently he was satisfied with what y'all had to say. So that was, to me, somebody is listening out there. And y'all keep up the good work, because there's a lot more people out there that need you guys. So y'all need to stand on your feet, because we all need you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Teddy, for being that loyal listener and always
and
being a part of everything. Thank you, thank you. Have a blessed
thank
one.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Thank you. All right. Now, before we go on, we're talking about loyal listeners. Now, I have my elder crew that every day they're on. Every day, even if it's like, okay, you know, breakfast got started earlier, or meds had to be given out, or, you know, we just weren't feeling well at 7 a.m., couldn't get on. But by the end of the show, when I scroll really quickly, I see these numbers all the time. And I want to say to my mother, woo! And I want to say to Auntie Pam and Auntie Brenda, we could not do it without you. You know, my elder crew, they have gotten to know this due time crew. You know, they could probably tell you half the segments. Their memory is probably much better than mine. And, you know, just to see you on all the time, you know, come what may. You know, even when grandma, you know, passed, you know, they missed that day. But the next day, they were on, and they have been, my mother, Auntie Pam, Auntie Brenda, they've been, like, so supportive. They will text. They will call. They've encouraged Shantice. Auntie Brenda's saying that Shantice is going to be an evangelist. And, you know, listen, when people see these things, you don't know how. My grandmother spoke about Shantice and watch her and, you know, pray for her, and look where she is now. Listen to her journey, you know. So I want to say thank you so much, so much. And you are a part of the Due Time crew, the three of you. And we really could not do it without you, people like you and Ketty, who just listen come what may. Another group of people, we love you, we love you, we love you. Another group I want to say is the Seventh-day Sabbath Church of God, Jamaica, Queens congregation. Thank you so much. They are so, from like Vivian said, and like we talked about, you know, from very early, you know, all I said was God said. And they jumped in, and they were throwing out everything, and they listen all the time. They support, they encourage, they uplift. It is really, I'm going to tell you something. I could not do this without them. No, this, I could not. Because let me tell you something. No matter what God gives you to do, you need a support system. I don't care what it is you need to do. And this nucleus of that body has been, they have not even realized, because there's no words that I could say that could just help them understand how that has moved me along the way. No, I could, you know, to be able to bring it to them and immediately for them to start calling out stuff. You know, when we're on Sabbath, we talk about, you know, what did you hear, or, you know, and we could recap the week, and they'll call me and they'll say, you know, this happened or that happened, or so-and-so said, or Pastor Kale. And let me tell you something, while the broadcast is going on at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, they have a chat group. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I walk out with like 135 hits from them alone. The chatter is crazy in that group. They are paying attention. They are commenting. They are into it. They really, 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 they are the wind beneath my wings, I have to say. So if I've never said it to you in that manner before, my wonderful church members, you know, if other church members had it with them who I have, because I know quite a few pastors, and man, they give them hell. And I have got to say that all I have to do is say God said, and they trust what I say, because 99% of the time they're watching it happen. So just like Vivian said, you know, to hear me say it, you know, Vivian is one of the latter people, her and her husband are two of the latter people that joined, that came on. So, you know, she doesn't have the history with me like the others do. But by all means, she's been around enough to see the work of God in this ministry, and I have to say thank you. So for those of you who have not heard me say these things before, please know that this is the way I feel, and, you know, taking this time to say, woo! Thank you so much for being who you are. Before we just give the men a quick time to just say good morning, we don't want to leave them out. Wouldn't be the same if we didn't hear from the men on a Monday morning. We're going to say good morning to Shantice. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning. It's anniversary time. Woo!
Yes, 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 yes. It's anniversary time. You know, you remember when, you know, I said to you from 2016, and then when I said to you, hey, you know, this is going to be a new segment, a new show God wants me to do, blah, blah, blah. What are your thoughts when you just think about hearing it until, you know, a whole year later?
I really, but it's not so much of a surprise, because I grew up just watching, you know, God either put things in your lap or allow you to do things, and it go from the very beginning and it just like work its way up. So when you said that, God said, okay, now, I was with Vivi when you said the 7 to 9, I was like, I don't know that. But, you know, it was just like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to figure out how to not go to bed at 6 a.m. because now we got to be up at 7. But it's been just like, you know, like, wow, God, like, you really, like, took us through the motions in a very positive way, you know, just to have all of this come to fruition. So it's just been like a wow, but not too surprising.
Okay. Well, you know, I gave you your opportunity to put your switch tip, something that you had been already working on, and to give it to us on Mondays. What has that been like?
That has been, God and Jesus have really challenged me, pushed me, really, because when I was first doing it, it was just mainly talking about, you know, what holidays we no longer celebrate because of, you know, the biblical standpoint. And when you said, okay, I want you to do this, because you asked me to give you a few things, like, okay, give me a couple of things you would want to do, like talk about. And I was like, well, God has me doing the embroidery fashion, so to help to make sure I'm staying on point with that, I can either do embroidery fashion. Okay, I just start to switch tips back in 2016. All right, well, maybe that, and I forgot what the third one was. And when you came back with the switches, I was like, all right, well, obviously I'm going to have to really expand on this because I can't, there ain't that many holidays to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about the same thing every week. And that has really pushed me to really address a whole heap of a lot. So I, to mature me and, you know, God ministering to me first, and then now, like, all right, I know I'm not the only one going through this or feeling like this, but now let me put it out there. But it's been very, very, very exciting, and that has surprised me. That part has surprised me. I didn't think I would be able to go a whole 52 weeks with that.
Okay, okay,
so
okay.
That also has been great.
Amen. Amen. So, what is your favorite segment?
The Switch and Shanti? No. my favorite is, I would have to say Church Folk. It's Church Folk because I'm big on transparency. I'm big on not being a dry Christian, and the three of them are far from dry. Very three different personalities, but yet they gel together so well, and no matter what topic they talk about, you know, who, you know, presents the question, or maybe it's something that you bring up because it's something that God gave you, is they always just like have something to say on it from, you know, clergy standpoint that really has us thinking like, oh wait, am I doing that? Oh wow, that's how God sees it. Okay. And they're not afraid to put themselves in that, you know, in that position either. Like, just because I'm the pastor, I'm the minister, doesn't mean at one point I wasn't struggling with this, or probably am still struggling with it. But so I love the transparency.
Okay, okay. Your most memorable moment on Is Due Time with Pastor Steph.
My most memorable moment. So I went looking for one of my switch tips to listen to, because sometimes God has to like recheck me, I have to go listen back to previous switch tips. I don't remember which one it was, but I went back to listen, and that was the same day as Relationship Clinic with Pastor KL and his wife. And oh my goodness, I completely like forgot about the switch tip I was supposed to listen to, because I didn't realize it was on the same day, and I ended up listening to that again, and they were hilarious. And that was the most memorable time. It was just like, something is seriously wrong with him. I don't think I've ever laughed that, and I laugh a lot on this show, but I don't think I think that's the hardest I've ever laughed was that relationship clinic.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, thank you so much, Shantice. You know, you're behind the scenes, and you keep the flow of our guests, and, you know, you're in the back doing surveys and polls, and you're doing our text ministry. Thank you so much, because we really could not, I really could not do this without you. And, you know, I did all of this, you know, from the 2016. I did it by myself because it was less active, but I could not have done it without you this go around. So thank you so much, and I appreciate you. Have a blessed one.
You're welcome. Thank you. You
all right, we'll be back for that switch tip in a moment, so keep it hot. All right?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All righty. So let's say good morning to our men before we close this thing down. Let's say good morning to our Pastor KL. Good morning, Pastor KL.
Come on, tell the Lord thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for all he has done for us. You know, you men spoke on Friday. And you got all these questions, so they're going to have to go back if they want to listen. But I did not ask you, what is your favorite segment?
I think my favorite segment, to be honest, is the women. Because they're going to bootleg a message in a minute. Boy, somebody going to preach. So I just get ready for the preach. Somebody is going to bootleg. So that's my favorite segment, the women. And then Pastor Charlene can't keep it in 7 minutes. So I know she's gonna bootleg a message. I know she's so happy her voice came back. Lord Jesus, she made up for the whole week.
Well, if you notice, I didn't have to ask Pastor Charlene, you know, her favorite segment and all this good. No, because she went straight through everything. She cut out the interviewish part. She was like, I'm not gonna let her interview me. I'm just gonna tell her everything I want that she wants to know in one bite. So, but only Pastor Charlene can do it the way Pastor Charlene does it, I tell you.
That's right.
What is your most memorable moment in this year?
My most memorable moment is, you know, I think you spoke about it Friday. I came on just as a bystander, as a guest, and Pastor Charlene tried to chew me apart because I wanted to have the doors of the church open. Because I wanted to be a Christian and a man of God, and I was concerned with the people's welfare. Pastor Charlene said, give me Barabbas. We'd rather take Barabbas. and it's funny to know that Pastor Charlene and I are like the best friends. That's my little Pastor Shay Shay. We the best friends. We call each other. We check on each other. But, you know, she wasn't having me in the beginning. You wanted to know, who is this uncircumcised man?
Oh, yeah, she gave you some kind of run for your money. The men fell back. They kind of gave you some room to breathe. She was not letting you. She was cutting into you. And something just said, be quiet. I couldn't even cut her off because I was scared she was going to start cutting me up. But, nah, she was not giving you anything.
I knew what the brother meant when he said, I can't breathe. I couldn't breathe that day.
Her knee was on my neck. Yep, she was. She really, really was. So it's just good to know that, you know, everybody receive what they receive in love. And look at how we're family now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor KL, again, for all that you have done for It's Due Time and It's with Pastor Steph for this year. Could not have done it without you. Our many conversations, you know, just going recapping the episodes, and you know, it really, really, really just a breath of fresh air. Thank you so much.
Amen. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a blessed one.
You do the same.
Thank you. All right, Brother Al, we're going to say good morning to you and give you an opportunity to share in some of this good stuff with us. Good morning, Brother Al.
Chop, chop, chickity chop, happy chop, chop, chop on the morning anniversary, chop, chop, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brother Al, thank you so much for joining us today. You guys did
your thing
on Friday, and if they want to hear some of what you had to say, they're going to have to go back and listen to Friday's episode. But
we did
not ask you, what is your favorite episode, your segment?
But before we do that, Pastor, what is your mother's last name?
I can't tell that. That's on some, like, you know, those secret questions.
Okay.
I got you.
She's just Ernie. Huh?
She's Ernie.
Oh, I'm just going to say Mama. I'm going to say Mama. Mama.
Go ahead.
Mama of Pastor Steph. I just want you to know, Mama, we appreciate you. Thank you for listening in. And I also want to let you know, Pastor Steph is not too old for a beating. Okay? He's not too old for a beating. And Vivian put it nice as she could, and I'm going to put it right. Pastor Steph is a bully. I don't care what you say. You can say it as nice as you want, Vivian. She's a bully. But I love her, though.
You know what? Yes. Well, listen, before you say anything else, I want you to know that, yeah, even after the stroke, you got to watch her because she'll sneak up on you. She'll sneak up on you in
Get
a minute.
Mama.
Anybody that knows her knows. She gonna no matter how old you get, at 54, she's still telling me off. So don't.
There you go.
Brother Al. You got it.
Yes, indeed.
What's your favorite segment, Brother Al?
Well, besides the men,
you know what?
I'm definitely gonna say on Tuesday, and it's a beautiful thing because, you know, they talk about things like they said, talk about things that need to be said that nobody talks about. And I remember when I was getting myself back into church, and I was seeing these things, and my thing was, I was like, why is nobody talking about this? You know, because I was seeing it, I'm like, wow, this is not supposed to be happening. So to actually come on the show and see that you got a segment talking about this stuff and being transparent, like, okay, look, this is what it is, this is not happening, and this is why it's happening, and being so transparent. So I love to hear that, because people need to hear that, and it, you know, hopefully it's helping somebody grow and say, well, you know what, dude, I am doing that, I need to do different. So I would say Tuesday for me.
All righty,
church folk.
Okay, yes, church folk. So what is your most memorable moment in this year?
Wow, it's so funny, because as I'm listening to you ask everybody else, I had so many, but I think the one that sticks out to me the most is, I guess, you know, I still was a little raw when we first was starting, and we were talking about you know, the kids running in the church.
Oh,
and I
Lord.
Just went in, and I said, me and Brother Fred, we take them downstairs, and this is what I said. And it was so funny, because everybody was laughing so hard about it. And you was like, Brother Al, you can't do that. And I was like, you can say whatever you want to say. We ain't got no kids running. And then I remember after the show, you called me, and you was like, Brother Al, that was absolutely hilarious, but you got to watch what you say. Now I got to go ahead and edit all this stuff.
Yep,
so I think
I
that
sure
for
did.
Me, that, yeah, I think that was the most memorable, because, you know, I wasn't used to being on. I'm going to say what it is. But then I realized that, you know, you got to be careful on what you say, you know, and things. So I think that was the most memorable, because we laughed, and, you know,
you
know, you had to go do some
funny.
Editing. But
yes. Yes, it was fun. I mean, we laughed. We cracked. And I think between the laugh and your mouth hanging halfway open, like, did he just say that on the broadcast? And I have to tell all of you, in 52 weeks, because my thing was, I'm not, you know, most podcasts, they record. They record, and then they go back and they edit, and then they present. Well, Blog Talk offers us the phenomenal privilege of, you don't have to edit anything. They, within 5 minutes, it's out there. People can listen. So just in case they listen. So my thing is, listen, we're unscripted. We're a Christian panel, and we should be able to, you know, go ahead and give it raw to the people the way we got it raw from 7 to 9. That was in 52 weeks, Brother Al, the only episode I had to go back and edit. And it was hell, because I'm going to tell you why. You had pockets of stuff you said. It was when I said this to you and you came out, I was like, oh, my God, I got to go back and edit that. And then when we said something else and you came back, and it was like, oh, my God, I got to go back and edit that. I mean, between the laughing, my mouth hanging open, and, oh, my God, I got to go back and edit that. It was so, so difficult, because I had to pull out pieces and then clip it as though it wasn't edited. So thanks to you, Brother Al, you gave me the most challenge in one episode of 52 weeks. But it's been hilarious having you. Thank you so much for being a part of It's Due Time again.
Yes, thank you.
If anybody wants to listen to Pastor KL and Brother Al and their journey of 52 weeks, go back to Friday and listen. So have a wonderful day and a blessed one, Brother Al.
You too, and happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. And last but definitely not least, let me survey my calls to make sure I didn't leave out anybody, because we only got one anniversary segment, can't go back. All right, I caught everybody. Where is my boy? Where's my boy, Minister AJ? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy anniversary.
You know.
For me and Isaac.
I hate you. I so hate you. Oh, my goodness. Minister AJ, you were so eloquent on Friday with your brothers. You gave us a journey, your journey down 52 weeks of his due time with Pastor Steph, and I'll say it again. Like I said on Friday, Minister AJ is the only one who has been on as much as four times in 1 week for 52 weeks. For 52 weeks, he has been on as many as four times. And if that's not a call into a level of ministry, I don't know what is. So we're going to ask you, Minister AJ, what's your favorite segment?
My favorite segment, outside of the men, I got to go with the switchy shot, too. I'm going to be in trouble. But,
you know what?
The other side. The second bully, the bully junior, I'm joking. It's switch for Shanti. And to see her grow, because I remember trying to get her into church. Like, come on, Shanti, you got to go to church more. But to see the growth in the things that she's saying, and I had a friend who I didn't even know was listening, and she was like, and she told me, she said, you know, I see the growth in her. I hear the growth in her voice. And I thought she just listened to one or two segments, but she's been listening. And so, you know, my shout-out to Shanti and for the switch with Shanti and the transparency. You know, real topics, just like we get on Tuesday, real topics and real transparency. So for me, it's the switch with Shanti, you know, and, of course, my Women of Worship.
Okay. You had to sneak that in, right?
Yeah.
You had to sneak that in. And for the record, Shanti is really a bully. She knows that's the bully. That's the bully. I never could understand where she got that bullying spirit from. And that's why you're saying to switch with Shantice today. But, no, for real. I'm glad that your friend who was listening deemed it a blessing to hear something on this broadcast that was really inspiring to her. What's the most memorable moment you had here on his due time?
The most memorable, you know what, I gotta go with Brother Al's rap. I didn't know he could rap, and when he rapped, you know, I mean to hit another gift that he has outside of being a star. I was like, well, it was short, but you know, quite interesting. No?
You know what? I can't with you. I can't. You know, I don't know if I asked you this, but I will ask you this before we finish up. 4 days a week, you know, for those who did not hear it, I will repeat this because that's phenomenal to me. You know, I said it wasn't until the virtual when I was listing, you know, all of your segments underneath your name and you kind of danced past the pulpit. And I was like, wait, what is it like to be, I mean, you're the only one who God is tapping up to four times a week at times. What's that like?
I mean, it's an outstanding journey with God. And for me, it's the one time that I said, I'm going to shut up, let go, and let God, because I'm not a media person. I'm not a radio person. You could tell from the virtual week where I was looking in the camera the first go around that this is not me. But to see what it's like when you shut up and allow God to be God, where God can take you. And I thank God for this platform because it's been my only platform and my major and the major platform for me that has led to other platforms since we've been on. So I thank God for you and this platform, but the journey is amazing to know that no matter what, and even though I've changed my schedule, and sometimes I'm rolling out the bed, Shanti's just calling me at 7:15, you late, 7:17, and I'm like, but by the time, you know, we get rolling, I'm on and I'm ready to go. So it's amazing because God is, he's the leader, he's the author, and I'm enjoying the ride.
All right. And I want to thank you for, you know, as with everybody. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go, I got to ask this question. Is Pastor Steph a bully? Jury's still out on that one. Now, listen, you've got four times a week. Am I a bully? Do you feel like I bully you?
You know, I don't know if you're a bully, but you're very strong in the spirit, you know, very strong in the spirit. That when you ask something, it's like we don't even answer no more. Okay, virtual week, you need to put a sermon together. Listen, I don't even ask no more. I just, whatever it says, because I'm not going to debate whether or not, because I ain't trying to be in trouble. So me, I'm just going along with it. Yeah. You're not a bully. You're just strongest. Your strongest spirit, and you stand by what God gave you. And honestly, a lot of us needed to see that. Because when you told me 7 in the morning, everybody knows I'm not a morning person. But this goes to show you I went along with it, and God has blessed me. So your strongest spirit. I won't say bully, but your strongest spirit. But now that junior sounds to you, that's a bully.
I told y'all. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Minister AJ. You take that, Brother Al. Thank you, Vivian, and Minister AJ. Thank you. No, but thank you so much for being a part and having your say today. And we pray that you have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you. All righty. We have come to the moment at the top. We only got like 15 minutes here, and we've got our switch tip. We can't have an anniversary without having the switch tip. So let's say good morning again to Shantish. Shantish, you are limited because I still have to give the benediction, and I still got to give a closing. So good morning, Shantish.
Good morning. I just want to say real quick, I just did a poll on if you're a bully, and it came back that you are. So these people who voted, they ain't afraid of you. Okay, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay,
but today
you.
We got the switch, which we got the switch with Shantice, where we make the switch from the street to our godly seat. And our switch tip 53 is do it anyway. So my pastor got a nice little call about 2:30 this morning. I think it was 2:30 because someone contacted me telling me that they were diagnosed with this new, the condition isn't new, but for them it is, I guess, with this disorder. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I just learned that you started doing something else that could possibly affect what you was diagnosed with. So are you going to still do that? Oh, but the doctor said I don't have to stop. I don't have to do. So I did a little reading. You know, shout out to God for teaching me how to read. I did a little reading, and I was like, well, that's not what this is saying. This is saying that you doing this could agitate that. And I got, yo, stay off my back. I'm good. Stop treating me like I'm stupid. I know what I'm doing. Stop mothering me and da 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 da. And I was like, ow! I only knew how I have to pray every time I have to answer or even send you a text. So in my head, I read that as, I ain't got to talk to this person no more, right? So I hit my pastor up, and I explained what happened, and I said, okay, so that means that I could be good off of them, right? And she said, yeah. I said, okay, thank you. She said, wait, what does that mean? First of all, you already gave the answer already, so I don't know why I have to reiterate. But I explained it again. And she's like, no, how you get there? How you get to step 9 already? And I'm like, because we were already at 8. Like, I'm just, you know, like, why am I showing that I care, but then you smashing me for caring? So I don't have to care. Like, I got enough stuff to care about. I don't have to worry about it. She's like, no, just don't talk to that person about that anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, if I check off anything else, we won't even be listening to each other breathe. Because every time I turn around, I'm checking stuff off that we can't talk about. And I was just so upset after I hung up from her. And as I was sitting here, it was like all of a sudden I started like hearing different songs in my head and hearing different verses that I have to memorize. So I have to memorize these verses. I'll be having to say it out loud so God could check me. And then I heard just do it anyway. Like, do it anyway. So Hebrews 13:16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. And that's actually not the verse I was going to go with, but I woke up this morning and that was the verse that was sent to my phone, and I was like, okay, God, you think you're funny? So I have to bring that one up, and that's in the New King James Version. Do not forget to do what you know you're supposed to be doing, because ultimately you're doing this for Jesus and God is well pleased. Then, of course, my memory verse, Galatians 6:9. But I pulled it up in the message version for this morning. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. So I wasn't ready to quit. I was done. I had already quit before I even picked up the phone to call my pastor. But I just wanted to make sure it was okay for me to quit. And pretty much I got, no, it's not. And again, it's like, okay, God, you're not allowing me to just throw in a towel. And I have to remember that whatever you're putting on my heart to do, it's not me. But it's you putting it on me because, again, it's not about me. It's about you having to be seen and heard and felt through me. So regardless of what someone is saying or doing to discourage you from doing what God is placing on your heart, and I'm saying this to y'all right now, and as I'm talking to y'all, I'm also kind of like talking to God, like, God, I really need you to help me, like, really feel this right now, because I'm saying it because I know I'm supposed to say it, and I feel it, but I'm not really feeling it, because when you sit with the same person forever, and you just, like, I go to my pastor, I'm like, how many times am I supposed to just, okay, you did that, okay, and it's so funny, because my niece came to her the other day and said, Mama, I was watching VeggieTales, and it said choices again, 7 times 7. How many times is that? And I was like, no, it is 70 times 7. And I was just so distraught, and she wasn't even talking to me. And I'm like, all right, the baby, look, before it even happened, she didn't already brought it to the surface, so I should have already been prepared for the conversation last night. But because I feel like I done already hit my 490th time with this person with the same offense, God is saying, no, you didn't. So chill out and continue to open your heart the way I need you to open your heart. So we have to make sure we're making the conscious decision to not allow someone's stupidity and ignorance discourage you from being obedient, and make sure you got a pastor to call in the middle, in the wee hours of the night. I forgot how the Bible words it. But yeah, in the wee hours of the night to make sure that you're staying on point with doing it anyway. Thank you, Pastor Steph.
Thank you, Shantice. Thank you. Ah, have a blessed one. All right, so I'm going the old-fashioned. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Okay, Shantice, so here we go. I'm adding this to your list today, your Bible verse list for your switch tip. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. And that's Ephesians 3:20-21. Happy anniversary to the Due Time crew. Happy anniversary to the listeners, you know, because if you've been hanging out with us all this time, you too should get a happy anniversary. You know, Pastor Charlotte so eloquently put it in. It's not the first time she said it, but just laid out everything straight before us. You know, the breakfast, the dinner, the snack, the dessert, and all of that. And that's why I didn't ask her about her favorite segment, because if you can lay it out like that, because that has never been given to me like that, if you could lay it out like that, then God's got something for you that you understand. But here's what I do want to close with. So thank you, Pastor Charlotte, for just so eloquently laying that out for us. And thank you to all of you who spoke today, you know, encouraged, blessed us. Again, could not do it without you. I want to talk about that phone call that Shantice just got finished talking about. And, you know, it's... You know, one of the things I always say to her when she's ready to just write, you know, check this person off or write this person off, and I said, Shantice, how many times have you been in a place where God could have written you off? When? How many times has it been where God should have said bye and written you off, and yet Jesus, being on his knees begging God for your forgiveness, took precedence, and that's what God went with. You know, we have to remember that when we're ready to write people off. Sometimes it is appropriate, because God says, do not throw, you know, pearls to the swine and shake the dust off your feet. And yes, we do have scripture like that. Even excommunicating people out the church. We do know that there comes a time when, it's just that time. However, you really got to go to the Lord and ask God, is this the time? Is this the thing where, you know, I just can't do no more? Does this draw the line? Does this draw the line for you? Because just like she said, we're not acting on our behalf. We're acting on God's behalf. We are the only people and the only Jesus God will see in the eyes of a whole lot of people. They don't know what God is. They don't know what the true and living God is. They don't know, you know, how God is merciful, and he renders grace. You know, the world has given such an skewed view. You know, what kind of God would let this, you know, a baby get killed and suffer, and what kind of God would? And or they give the flip side, well, God is not that kind of God. You know, there's not going to be any wrath. God is love. And listen, when you get to know who God truly is, that's when he's going to use you the most. Doesn't mean that he can't use you at all in those, you know, early stages. But when you really get to know who God is, that's when the job really gets deep. That's when you feel like that ground underneath you is different, and you can attest to things different, and you're differently, and your testimony comes across different. And, you know, hey, you know, I can tell you about this God. And most times we are called to minister to people, but because it pissed us off so bad, they get the other side. They get us instead of getting God. And the Bible tells us that we need to decrease so that he can increase. They have got to be able to see Jesus in us, even in their worst moments. And you got to keep wondering why this person keeps coming back to you. You weren't the first person that the person met, and you ain't going to be the last person that person meets. But God keeps sending them back to you. Why? Because he keeps giving you a word to give to that person, because he's given you something that you can now relay to that person. And now it's time for us to step up to the plate and use that. We can't throw in the towel when we want to. You know, like I said, I told her, no, just don't talk about that. And she just didn't want to talk at all. So, you know, God is exceptionally, exceptionally strategic in what he does. And we have to understand that we are his strategic pawns on the chessboard. God is moving that chessboard around, and we have no idea what the next move is going to be. So just prepare yourself, and let's give God thanks for all the stuff that we have been given, all of the word that we've been given, you know, over the course of the year from its due time, whether it's from the crew or whether it was from a listener. And I want to thank you. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph as we celebrate 1 year in the making. Oh, 1 year of doing this thing. Oh, please join us from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Monday through Friday, where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. It'll only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank every one of you, whether you were a Due Time crew member or if you're a listener, for just helping me say thank you to God today for all that he has done for us over this this 1 year, all right? Seek Jesus and find him. Choose him as your personal Savior today, right now, because later is not promised to us. Ah, this is Pastor Steph signing off, and I give God the glory for everything he's done. Until tomorrow, God spares, I love you.